Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I love to see my Nino Knights out there. folks, I said, in the very beginning, we said, and we made this when Juan was talking about the musical chairs, the Democrat musical chairs. He was speculating on this time being the time when they move around Harris and Newsom. It was speculation. I even made it clear on my Twitter. But, folks, we still got to watch Newsom. These moves are being made. It's very obvious to see. It's very obvious to see. And the desired result of all of this, folks, remember, the globalists want absolute chaos. America will be and is ground zero. It's just about the degree they accomplish this. It's about how much of this do they accomplish. So there is going to be, I've heard 13 to 15 cities that we could potentially lose. That is why Trump comes out and talks about freedom cities to rebuild America. That is because, folks, he knows, okay? He knows. He knows something's up. It's coming, folks. Venmo, D-Rod, 1977. D-Rod, 1977. When the lights go out on Amazon. Good to see everybody in here. When the lights go out on Amazon, the Mexican mix, leave an honest review. That's all we ask. This is just a review. Just an honest review, folks. The Mexican mix. Right here. I'm really worried about this situation that's happening. I'm getting Border Patrol hitting me up every day almost, telling me about who's coming here. I'm on the border. And I got to tell you, folks, Elon Musk was down here in Eagle Pass, and it's really, really bad. I don't think you all understand just how bad. This is about to, and we have no idea who these people are. We're just, the door is open. Imagine your front door to your house being open, just letting everybody in. Letting everybody in the city, from other countries in. That's what's happening. These kids, these people, these men, military age men, they're not vetted at all, folks, at all. We don't know what kind of diseases they're bringing. We don't know the agendas. I have my fingers on the pulse. I pretty much know what the hell is going to be happening pretty soon, and I'm going to go into that right now. America is going to be ground zero. Folks, get your noble gold. If you're feeling unsure about your finances, get gold. Get gold and silver. You're absolutely not alone in this. We're all feeling it. We don't know what direction this is going to go. I've heard once the boomerang happens, you're going to need your gold and silver to make that proper transition, is the way I'm understanding it. So Noble Gold is here to help, just listening to the people that they have helped. The Noble Gold crew walked me through everything, no stress. With their help, I can finally sleep at night. And let me tell you, folks, that's a real problem because I don't sleep very well. And this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out a 5-ounce silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com now. Noblegoldinvestments.com. I have the link down below, folks. Smash that link. Look into it, because I'm going to tell you right now, folks, everybody I talk to, everyone's talking about, oh, crypto this, crypto that, digital system. You got to play safe right now, folks. And the only way I'm doing this is gold and silver. That's me. And that's what I'm doing. I dabble a little bit in crypto, but I'm not. It's a gamble. It's a gamble. Spotify's Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. My Rumble's starting to pick up a little bit. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. How do you guys like the pictures I'm putting up on Instagram? Instagram, I'm just using it for what it is. I use the platforms for what they are. Instagram, I'm heavily, heavily shadow banned. So a lot of you are like, oh, why don't you post more on here about this stuff and that stuff? I can't. I use the platforms for what they're good for. And Instagram is just for taking selfies. All right, folks. And I don't ever do I don't think you'll ever really see a selfie on my maybe I've taken a few. I don't know. I don't think I have any selfies on there. Twitter is Nino Boxer. Patriotwear.com. Get it. Boom. I combined Trumpo with Sancho, and I got Trumpito. Ese Trumpito wanted for presidente. El Trumpo. How do you guys like it? Do you guys like the Trumpo shirt? Wanted. Órale, vato. Es Trumpito. All right. Okay, today, folks, today I got Rob Cunningham coming on Nino's Corner to break down what's going on. Things we need to be looking forward to. Rob Cunningham always puts together a really nice presentation. That'll be on ninoscorner.tv. It might make YouTube. Juan O'Savin is coming on again tonight. He'll be on. I had a doubleheader from him. Dick Elgiri, I think it's Dick Elgiri, a remote viewer, folks. A remote viewer. I'm interviewing him tonight, talking about what he sees coming in the future. I got connected with him by Cliff. Cliff High made that connection. Actually, no. Joshua Abraham made that connection, actually. But, no, come to think about it, I think it was Cliff High. I'm confused, folks. I haven't had enough coffee today. Oh, yeah. I need to get going. All right. Bo Pony's coming back on. Dustin Nemos. Benjamin Fulford. Ryan Velli is the next general in the general's tent, and he's going to be talking all AI. Everything you need to know. He was intelligence and military contractor. Folks, this guy's got his fingers on the pulse. This guy's going to be epic for the general's tent. You're going to have your questions ready. Everything you got to ask. He seems to think that AI is in charge of all command. And how do we not know? How do we not know? So when this boomerang situation happens, I believe that it's going to be taken away from AI. But Ryan Velli will talk more about this and this situation. So this is a very... This is going to be a very epic general's tent. This guy knows a lot about technology and a lot about what's happening and what he's in fear of with the higher chains of command and AI. Thank you very much. Look to the brain, Holmes. All right, folks. You might want to turn it down or turn it up, baby. Yeah. Turn it down or turn it up. All right, here we go. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, baby. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's go. America is not, I'm not going to say will be. It is ground zero. And we're all on the edge of our seats right now watching this shit show. And I'm going to tell you, folks, it's not going to be something you watch on television. It's going to be on your front door. We're all going to have to get our hands dirty. We're all going to have to roll up our sleeves. So here we go, and panic is setting into the deep state. But you got to understand, the desired result, the desired outcome of these people is absolute chaos. That's what they want. So the deep state general, Milley, is now issuing warnings on Trump being a dictator. Why would he do that? Why would he have to issue warnings on Trump being a dictator? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they see it coming, folks. And he states Trump's dictatorship and why, as Americans, we need to follow the Constitution like they do. Kind of like they do. I don't think so. Do you see how they play this game, folks? So why the stark warning? Why do we have this stark warning? And I'll tell you why. It's because they know their time is coming. And I'm going to tell you that right now. But, folks, that doesn't relieve us from any kind of pain. We're all going to take a big, giant bite of this shit sandwich. All of us. No matter how wealthy you are, no matter where you think you can go, we're all going to be affected by this. And I believe we're getting closer and closer to a big move. So I personally believe the first initial move will be a black hat move. I do believe this black hat move is coming. We got the national broadcast, emergency broadcast coming in just a couple days. In just a couple days, right? That's going to be interesting. As well as Russia in just a couple days. Same timing. Same exact timing. Russia is preparing for exercises for a nuclear attack against from the West. So they're preparing as we're launching our EBS or our national broadcast system. They're also preparing for a strike from the West. So think about it. Chew on that. This is getting serious. But no, you're too busy with your football and your partying. I'm not partying anymore. I don't do shit anymore. So both sides know this is coming, and it's about who will control the day. Who's going to control the situation? Who's going to control this outcome, this event that's coming? Who's going to be the one that controls this event? That's going to be the fight. That is why the control, who monopolizes human consciousness right now, who controls the human psyche right now, is going to control the day. That's why they hate people like me. Okay? That's why they don't like me. So, folks, honestly, the battle for humanity really is at a crossroads. And we are approaching a pivotal moment. The inside chatter right now is that a move is coming. That's the inside chatter that I'm getting, that a move is coming. And what's important is which side will control the American consciousness. Like I said, my biggest concern is the American southern border. Folks, you can say what you want. You can say what you want, but we are being ransacked right now. Every minute that passes of every day, folks, every minute that passes of every day, this shit is getting worse and worse. And I'm only concerned, I know there's going to be a mass deportation. I know it's coming. A mass deportation is coming. But how big of a problem is this going to be for America? Folks, when this happened, Mexico is finishing certain parts of the wall, just like Trump said they would. They know it's coming. America is ground zero. Folks, understand what I'm saying. America is going to be, it is and is going to be ground zero for everything that's going to happen on this planet. We are the trophy. We're not out of the woods. We're just entering the woods right now. Wake up. A lot of you go back to sleep. Oh, it's not bad. It's all over. It's all over. All the garbage is over. Let's go back. Let's go out tonight, Susan. When adding 6,547,514 official CBP total national apprehensions and confirmed 1,454,805 getaways from just January of 2021 through April 2023, and at least 60,327 getaways, the Center Square reported last month illegal border crossers since Biden's office, been in office, since he's been in office, is at least 8,062,646. And I'm hearing from my friends in the Border Patrol, it's higher. You go to the El Paso airport, folks, and it's like a third world field trip. Everyone's got their little plastic bags with their toothbrush and their sweatpants, pero they're on their way. No job skills, really. I mean, I don't know what they know crime, but they're coming to a town near you. Pero this is why we need Donald Trumpito back in office. So Millie, retiring Millie warns of a wannabe dictator in apparent jab at Trump. General Mark A. Milley, the Joint Chiefs chairman, who clashed with President Donald Trump, but found new footing under President Biden, reiterated in his retirement speech Friday that the U.S. military is loyal to the Constitution above anything or anybody else. Okay, guy. Good try. Good try. There's going to be a lot of dumb people that listen to this guy. We don't take an oath to a king or a queen, to a tyrant or a dictator or a wannabe dictator, Milley said in an apparent reference to Trump. He added that troops do not risk their lives to watch this great experiment in democracy perish. These people are fucking desperate, aren't they? Wow. And they really believe, they really believe they're persuading you, or they're trying at least. Milley stepped aside Friday as his successor, General Charles Q. Brown Jr., was sworn into the top military post in front of military personnel at Joint Base Mayor Henderson Hall in Virginia on a day filled with ceremonial traditions. That included Milley inspecting the units lined up in a large field at the base, some in Revolutionary War uniforms, a military band playing the national anthem, and a presentation of a retirement certificate. Brown will officially take over the post this weekend. But not without a warning. Not without a warning from Milley. Trump. Trump is a dictator. Same time frame. Putin. Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin nuclear exercise. So event nearing closer. Putin to stage first nationwide exercise simulating nuclear attack from the West. How you like them apples? Russia will stage its first nationwide nuclear attack exercise across 11 time zones in preparation for potential nuclear war. Okay. Potential. What? Russia will stage its first nationwide nuclear attack exercise across 11 time zones in preparation for potential nuclear war. It is scheduled to take place on when? October 3rd, tomorrow. What happens the day after tomorrow? Oh, we're doing a national emergency broadcast system. Oh, the timing. Vladimir Putin's regime present the West as a nuclear aggressor. The one-day nuclear attack exercise, which has only ever been done region by region, will include preparation for the destruction of up to 70% of Russia housing stock and life support facilities. Keep in mind, October 4th, the National Emergency Broadcast. Oh, you gotta love. Don't you just love the time that we're living in, folks? Don't you just love it? Apocalypse. I've had visions of pulling out a lawn chair. I've really had these visions. And dreams of I'm wearing some kind of like combat uniform and I'm meeting in like a bunker with a bunch of very important people. And I keep having these visions and these dreams and they're listening to me and it's somewhere on the southern border and I'm meeting with all these important people and like they almost look cartelish. And the whole, when we come out of the bunker, the whole world's like on fire, man. California governor names LaFonza Butler, former Kamala Harris advisor to Feinstein Senate seat. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Sunday selected LaFonza Butler, baby. Oh, yeah. As Democratic strategist and advisor to Kamala Harris' 2020 presidential campaign to fill the vacant U.S. Senate seat held by the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. I guess she qualified because she's a woman and because she's black. Okay, that's all you need. Are you a woman and are you black? Run for Senate, run for Congress, run for president. Krispy Kreme Christie. Krispy Kreme. That's what I would call him. Also, Krispy Kreme. Chris Christie. Krispy Kreme Chris Christie. Christie. Tongue twister. Krispy Kreme doubles down after a Trump Donald Duck comment. That fell flat. That was terrible, wasn't it? Did you guys see this shit? Republican presidential candidate Krispy Kreme hit again at Donald Trump the morning after the second GOP debate, after the former president blasted him for the comparison to Disney cartoon character Donald Duck. I live in his head, Krispy Kreme told Fox News Thursday morning. No, you don't live in a... Oops, I was supposed to bring that in like a zinger. I said, no, you don't. You live at fast food restaurants. Okay, Krispy Kreme? You can't even watch your weight. Okay? Oh, God. Imagine this guy running the country. Okay, folks, I'm going to call it here. If this doesn't happen, I'm going to be very disappointed. Robert Kennedy, planning to announce an independent run. And I think, gosh, I'm going to say I hope. I have no confirmation on this. I know you guys hold my feet to the fire. But I'm going to hope he runs with Trump. I'm just going to hope. I think, can you imagine a Trump-Kennedy president? I mean, there's no way you lose. Just the name of that sounds like King Kong and Godzilla got together. It's orgasmic. It's amazing. Can you imagine? 2024 presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. plans to announce he will run as an independent on October 9th in Pennsylvania. Kennedy's campaign machine is now planning attack ads against the Democratic National Committee. So he's going after the Democrats, folks. This guy. I'm telling you right now, he's in order to pave the way for his announcement in Philadelphia about running as an independent, according to text reviewed by media. Bobby Fields of the DNC is changing the rules to exclude his candidacy, so an independent run is the only way to go, a Kennedy campaign insider told media. I don't know. A lot of people think it'll be Kerry Lake. A lot of people think, you know, gosh, who do you guys think he's going to pick for vice? Who do you think makes the most sense? Bro, make video clips. I thought I was putting short. I'm not doing it. I have this guy. I have a friend. Oh, no, it's not the guy from India. It's a different guy. Why am I not? I am putting out shorts. What are you talking about, you know? So I would like to see Kennedy or Trump Kennedy. That's what I would like. That's just me. I can dream. That'd be a great the tag team WWE, Trump Kennedy. It'd be like Macho Man Randy Savage and Hulk Hogan getting in against Danny DeVito and who does Biden look like the most? I really don't think. I don't think he's going to make it to 24, man. I don't see it happening. this I think Juan is in the sphere of this, and I think there's going to be Democrat musical chairs, and I believe that this shit is going to get wild. It's going to get really wild, and I'm expecting it to get wild. And now this is just a prediction. This is just a prediction. When do you all, let's gamble together right now. Let's play a little bit of roulette. I'm going to say late October, this month, shit starts to get really, really wonky. What do you all think? Do you think early October, like starting now, mid-October, late October, November, December, next year? What do you guys think? I'm going to say late October. House passes McCarthy's bill to avoid a shutdown, sending it to the Senate. House passes a 45-day stopgap funding bill, sending measure to Senate hours before shutdown deadline. Washington, the House passed a measure to extend government funding through mid-November after a coalition of Republicans and Democrats joined ranks to stave off a government shutdown, putting the matter squarely in the hands of the U.S. Senate. The House voted 335-91 for the measure, which includes $16 billion in disaster relief, but omits aid from Ukraine. That exceeded the two-thirds majority needed to clear the bill through the House, which considered the legislation under the special procedures requiring a supermajority of votes. Before the vote, House Republicans argued that the party had exhausted its options after dissident conservatives derailed an earlier plan and said that the only choice now was to pass a bill extending funding at a 2023's $1.6 trillion annual rate through November 17th. The square, with major components of the approach being taken in the Senate, except that the Senate version includes an emergency $6 billion for Ukraine. I've always said Kevin McCarthy is a rhino. We know he's a rhino, but he's on a tight leash. But it was a necessary move. Matt Gaetz says he will seek to oust McCarthy as speaker this week. Bring it on, says McCarthy. Matt Gaetz said Sunday he will try to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, a fellow Republican, from his leadership position this week after McCarthy relied on Democrat support to pass legislation that avoided a government shutdown. Bring it on, McCarthy responded. Gaetz, a longtime McCarthy nemesis, said in a broadcast interview that McCarthy was in brazen material breach of agreements he made with House Republicans in January when he ran for speaker. As a result, Gaetz said he will be filing a motion to vacate the chair as House rules permit. McCarthy's response, so be it. Bring it on. Let's get it over with and let's start governing. No speaker has ever been removed from office through such a move. Procedure votes could be offered to halt the motion. I don't think this is going to go anywhere. Yeah, I don't think so either. But a faction within the Republican Party is reportedly considering the expulsion of Representative Matt Gaetz based on anticipated findings from an upcoming House ethics report. So, oh boy. So now they're going to try to get rid of Gaetz. Multiple unnamed House Republicans have reportedly stated they want Gaetz gone. Gone with the wind. White House prepares to fight for Ukraine aid after shutdown is averted. So within minutes to spare, President Joe Biden signed a stopgap funding bill Saturday to avert a shutdown and keep the government open for 45 days. Remember, China gained this out. They don't think we have much longer with this milkworm. They say 90 to 180 days tops with Biden. We'll see. In doing so, he capped a chaotic 24 hours that riveted much of Washington but left one of the White House's top priorities, aid for Ukraine, in serious jeopardy. Like others in the nation's capital, the Biden White House has been caught off guard Saturday morning when Speaker Kevin McCarthy abruptly reversed course and announced he would bring a clean stopgap bill to fund the government through November 17th, 2023. But aides weren't terribly surprised. They assumed the government shutdown showdown would end this way at some point, with the main question being whether McCarthy would take his lumps before or after a funding deadline. The final measure did not include aid for Ukraine, and its absence was not just a blow for Biden, but to Vladimir Zelensky. Ah! Jack Smith demands Trump gag order, citing attacks on judge and witnesses in cases against him. Special counsel Jack Smith submitted a new filing in support of his proposed gag order against ex-President Donald Trump, citing his rant about executing General Milley. What? I didn't even see this. Say that again. Ex-President Donald Trump citing his rant about executing General Milley and his attacks on people like the judge in the case, Federal District Judge Tanya Chutkan. 2 weeks ago, Smith's team filed a motion for a limited gag order, but late Friday, a new motion in support of that proposed order responded to opposition from Trump attorneys and cited a raft of more recent events to underscore the urgency, including a now infamous remarks about General Milley. So General Milley and Trump are going back and forth at each other. It's not going to work out too well for Milley. I'm telling you that right now. Jack Smith says Trump caught potentially violating terms of release over gun purchase video and blistering new complaint. They're going after this guy for everything. And guess what, folks? Nothing is going to work. I'm telling you that right now. That is why this is going to be so epic, because none of this shit they do is going to work. It's going to fall flat over and over and over, and you're going to watch them become more and more and more desperate. Special Counsel Jack Smith said ex-President Donald Trump was caught potentially violating his terms of release, citing a video in which a Trump surrogate claimed he purchased a firearm. You're allowed to do that in America. Well, I guess not if you're Donald Trump and you're under investigation. 2 weeks ago, Smith's team filed a motion for a limited gag order, but late Friday, a new motion in support of that proposed order responded to opposition from Trump attorneys and cited a raft of more recent events to underscore the urgency, including the now infamous remarks about General Milley. This is getting heavy. Wow. Infamous remarks about General Milley and his attacks on the judge and others. In the same filing to Federal District Judge Tanya, man, Trump doesn't care. Can you just think of this, folks? Could you imagine being under investigation? Guns blazing at you, and you're saying the shit that Trump is saying? That should tell you something. This is not a dumb man. This man, I've heard, has a genius IQ. Folks, this is not a, there's a method behind this guy's. He doesn't care. He knows where this is going. He's very confident, in which why you should be confident too. They can't stand his confidence. Smith wrote, the defendant should not be permitted to obtain the benefits of incendiary public statements and then avoid accountability by having others whose messages he knows will receive markedly less attention than his own feign retraction. The defendant recently was caught potentially violating his conditions of release. He tried to walk that back in similar fashion, in particular, on September 25th, the defendant's campaign spokesman posted a video of the defendant in a Palmetto State Armory and federal firearms licensee in Somerville, South Carolina. The video posted by the spokesman showed the defendant holding a Glock pistol with the defendant's likeness etched into it. The defendant stated, I've got to buy one, and posed for pictures with the FFL owners. I love it. Yeah. Oh, baby. I just bought another gun. I'm buying all kinds of guns. I'm ready for the zombie apocalypse. You know what I'm trying to say? I feel like we're already among the zombies. They're walking around everywhere, aren't they? They're just everywhere. Everywhere you go. I hate going to public places. I hate seeing the zombies. I hate having to associate with them. And then a lot of them are just scared. A lot of you people think like I do, but you don't want to say anything because you're scared of being ridiculed. You're scared of being criticized. Just turn on some Nino. Listen to some Nino. I'll get you straight. I make you all feel like you're not so quite alone, don't I? You listen to me in your car, in your headset, headphones. Headphones is like 1980s, huh? AirPods, right? And you think to yourself, man, I know at least somebody out there thinks like I do. And you're full of, and the chat room is full of people like us. We're all together in this, folks. David's in a trance. All right, border news. Let's get to some border news. Sick cartel. These are floating around. Sick cartel video shows gangster in skull mask leads six Mexican teens to their death. The cartel responsible for the slaughter of six innocent teenagers in Mexico filmed them being led to their deaths and sent the footage to their parents. According to local reports, that's what they do, folks. They don't fuck around. The video shows an armed cartel member in a skull mask leading the teens ages 14 to 18 who are dressed with black hoods over their faces, obscuring their view, and their hands tied behind their backs. Gun-toting gangsters follow the barefoot hostages as they walk up mountainside in the state of Zacatecas in central Mexico. Out of the seven teenagers, six were killed, and the seventh was beaten to a pulp but survived, Mexican authorities said. In the video, part of which was shown on local news channel Milenio TV and Narco Radio, can be heard saying a type of Mexican folk song which details mobster exploits. Death is in their eyes, the lyrics proclaim. This is getting bad. I don't think you guys know how bad. Folks, they're on both sides of the border. When I say chaos and America is going to be ground zero, I mean it. These people have no remorse. No remorse. None. Zero. And that's, you know, when this gets turned around and they're made to head back or whatever incident sets this off to the next level, which is coming. I just think about how many innocent people are going to lose their lives in America. I mean, folks, I think we're coming into it right now. I think definitely before 2025, there's going to be another type of event that kicks off that they try to take us down, chaos and violent crime. Folks, I'm telling you, these people are not vetted. And there's millions here. Millions here. This really does concern me. I mean, I think about this every day. Like, gosh. We're all going to be tested. We're all going to be tested. I promise you that. I absolutely promise you that. Why did it take 27 years for an arrest in Tupac Shakur's Las Vegas killing? I'll tell you why. Because they need some kind of fucking distraction, I guess. Nearly three decades ago, Tupac Shakur was riding in a BMW driven by Death Row Records boss Marion Suge Knight. They passed the MGM Grand Hotel at Caesar's Palace on their way to a new Las Vegas nightclub. A white Cadillac pulled alongside the BMW. A gunman opened fire, mortally wounding Shakur. The killing shocked the music world, but the lack of an arrest and the high-profile case gave way to decades of speculation and theories in books, news articles, and documentaries about what happened and why police could not crack the case. Then on Friday, Las Vegas authorities charged Dwayne Cafadi Davis, 60, with murder. Davis has long acknowledged he was in the car that pulled alongside Shakur. Authorities now claim that Davis masterminded the killing as an act of revenge over an escalating gang feud. What do you guys think of this, honestly? Why did it take so long for authorities to bring the charges? Many have wondered why the case was so cold for so long, and police have been criticized for failing to make an arrest. Ironically, authorities now say a break came thanks to Davis himself. I don't believe this shit, man. In his 2019 book, Compton Street Legend, Davis detailed those experiences and said he hid the Cadillac and the gun after the shooting and had the vehicle repaired and repainted before returning it to a rental car company. Las Vegas Sheriff Kevin McCall said at a news conference Friday that although detectives have had plenty of evidence in the case, Davis's own admissions gave new life to the investigation in the last 5 years. For me, folks, this is like a little too late. It's a little too late. And you know what? I still don't trust it. I still don't trust it. The Navy will start testing for steroids. So the Navy will start randomly testing SEALs and special warfare troops for steroids. While the Navy will begin randomly testing its special operations forces for steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs beginning in November, taking a groundbreaking step that military leaders have long resisted. Yet all other militaries are probably giving their soldiers steroids and performance-enhancing drugs, I would think. After all, this is war. But nah, not America. In America, you just need to use the proper pronouns. That's all we care about. Rear Admiral Keith Davids, commander of Naval Special Warfare Command, announced the new program Friday in a message to his force, calling it necessary to protect their health and military readiness. They can't have any roid rage happening. The Navy will be the first to begin random testing, but Army Special Operations Command said it will soon follow suit. Although no start date has been set, the Army and Navy have the largest and most well-known special forces, special operation forces, including the Navy SEALs and Army's Delta Force, Green Berets, and Ranger Regiment. They are often called on to the military's most sensitive and dangerous missions. The physical and mental challenges of getting through their selection and training programs and the pressures of the risky missions can lead to some use of performance and enhancing drugs, although officials say the numbers are small. I would imagine that this would help in war. Call me crazy, but all right. No, we don't want that. We don't really want masculine soldiers. Let's get to some what the fuck news, shall we? How do you guys like this shirt, honestly? That's on Patriot Wear. Go to patriotwear.com and get yourself a wanted Trumpito shirt. Orale, Trump for presidente. I put the Sancho mustache on his face. You guys ready for some more Sancho? Should I do some more Sancho pretty soon? Who else do you know does the Sancho? Pero it's only me. I am the only one who does the Sancho. Because I am a fucking badass and motherfucker. All right. In what the fuck news, Tennessee will airdrop these from helicopters and small planes to combat the spread of rabies. So the U.S. Department of Agriculture has teamed up with the Tennessee Department of Health in an attempt to combat the spread of rabies. In the first 2 weeks of October, both departments will airdrop oral rabies bees from helicopters and small airplanes along Tennessee's border with Alabama, North Carolina, Virginia, and Georgia. The oral bees will be distributed through small packages coated in a fish-scented oily substance. Once these are airdropped, wild animals will find them and eat them, which will then make them immune to rabies. State epidemiologist John Dunn said in a statement, Rabies control keeps people, pets, and livestock safe. The Tennessee Department of Health has joined forces with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to combat the spread of rabies. Starting this October, the department will start dispensing rabies packets from the air along Tennessee's border with North Carolina, Virginia, Georgia, and Alabama. Rabies control keeps people's pets and livestock safe, state epidemiologist John Dunn, DVM, PhD, said. Our partnership with the USDA Wildlife Services in this project reduces rabies in wildlife and protects communities. These will be distributed through sachet baits coated in oily fish-scented substance. The baits can be found by animals and then swallowed, leading to the development of immunity to rabies. Low-flying airplanes and helicopters will drop the baits over 3 weeks in Tennessee. These airdrops are not unique to the state of Tennessee. Many southern states, including Texas, do it annually to help eliminate rabies breakouts. I don't know. I thought this is what got what the fuck news. Wow. So they're just going to drop, fly by in helicopters and planes and drop this all over the wildlife so we can protect us from rabies. From rabies. I don't know. They coat the mouth of the animal that bites into them. Most packets are eaten within 4 days, and almost all baits are gone within a week. If packets are not found and eaten, they will harmlessly dissolve and expose, and exposed this will become inactivated, reportedly. I think soon we'll start seeing that with people when the zombie apocalypse comes. So the Democrat musical chairs, I believe this is coming. I've said many times before, I said it on my Twitter, that it was speculation how this is going to play out. We do not know how this is going to play out. We're speculating. It was speculation, and Juanito said this in the very beginning, and I've gotten texts and emails. Oh, man, he's wrong, man. What the fuck? Speculation, okay? We're just gaming this out. We don't know how they're going to do this. But we do know that it looks like that Newsom is their guy. Now, how are they going to maneuver Newsom? We are going to wait and see. We don't know. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't fucking know. But I'm trying to figure this out with you. And we do this together on ninoscorner.tv. Folks, I got Ryan Belly going to be the next general in the general tent. This is going to be big. You know what movie I was watching last night with Matthew Broderick? Was it called War Games? What is it called? You guys know what I'm talking about with Matthew Broderick? It's a 1983 film with Matthew Broderick. I just started watching it last night. I've seen it before when I was a kid. I remember watching this movie in the War Games. Yep. This movie is, man. It's like prophetic. Yeah. I got to tell you, man, like I was watching last night. I'm like, they don't make movies like this anymore. Movies today suck. They suck. I find myself going back watching old, like consider what I would consider old 70s, 80s, and 90s flicks. I don't care really. It's far and few between that I even watch any movie now of anything that's out. But watch War Games. And what's funny about that movie is I was like, huh, I guess you guys have heard the hearsay or the whispers that Seattle was targeted when Hillary was supposed to run, that Seattle was a target. Well, in the movie War Games, it's all about Seattle. It's just kind of weird. I'm like, huh, kind of putting it out there. Or, I mean, it's just the synchronicities that align in that movie. Do you guys have any other Total Recall? Yeah, with Arnold, not Colin Farrell, right? Didn't Colin Farrell do? Arnold Schwarzenegger. What other movies, guys? Put some movies. A Boy and His Dog. David and Axel Schmaxel. What's another movie? Rocky. I like Rocky. Wag the Dog, Hamburger Hill, Red Dawn. That's a good one. Red Dawn. Yeah, I've seen that a bunch of times. Dragon Ball Superhero. V for Vendetta. That's a good Blade Runner. Blade Runner is always good. Passion of the Christ. Jim's movie. Platoon. I've seen all these a bunch of times. Full Metal Jacket, right? Remember that movie? Independence Day. Super Troopers is awesome. Pretty in Pink. I love Pretty in Pink. That's a good movie. Dune. Weren't they supposed to? They just did a remake of Dune. Weren't they supposed to do another, a second part of that coming? Black Hawk Down. I've seen that. Easy Money. I don't know if I've seen that. Fair Game. Lucy. Nah, no. Lucy. What's Lucy? The Fifth. House of Cards. Lethal Weapon. I love Lethal Weapon. Air Force One. Mad Max. Interview Kim Gogoing. Kim Gogoing. All right, folks. I guess I'm out of here. I don't really know what else there is to say. Hunt for Red October. I got to watch that again. Braveheart. That's always a classic. All right, folks. I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. I'll see you guys Wednesday. Is today Monday? I don't even know what day it is. Later, folks.